All right, now, George, were you the one that heard this the other day, more Norm staff non-support?
Yeah, we have something developing on the Norm show right now. He's had a long history of those on his program who just don't support him with general points he's going to make, you know, like trying to illustrate something. And he's been defeated for years by the likes of Jamie Christopher, by Jer, others on the crew. Well, now Mike Bassick, who is such a nice guy, and he's so enthusiastic, you know, he's right there with Norm. He's ready to help him out with any sort of
sports point he's trying to make or illustrate,
yeah, whatever. Well, even when Bassick's trying to help him out, he got defeated. Before we hear that, let's hear the long history of what's happened to Norm over the years. Going back to those Jimmy Christopher days when Jimmy was doing the tickers. Now, this is an example of when, because it happened almost daily. He would bring up something and Jimmy would go, no, Norm, I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Norm has zero chemistry with any member of his crew. He just wanted Jimmy to play along.
He puts him on the spot a lot of times, like, hey, Jimmy, what about this? Well, I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, but if you ask Jimmy, you know, hey Jimmy, you've been to a restaurant recently. Well, Jimmy should just say yes, because Norm's trying to get to some point.
Right. We've been eating in a lot.
Yeah, but Jimmy would, actually, no, I haven't been in quite some time and everything. But you've been before, right? Well, actually, yeah, I mean, but not the way you're talking about. Just say yes, Jimmy, and let Norm get to his point. Well, here's an example of how Jimmy just completely threw a stick into Norm's spokes.
Jimmy, let me ask you something.
Norm.
Jimmy, you've been married twice, is that right?
No.
Once?
Once.
Oh, I thought you were married twice, Jimmy.
No, just once.
Okay. Jimmy, did you ever seriously date someone for a long time, have a long relationship? Okay.
Yeah, I had a long relationship with a gal for 7 years and another gal for a couple of years.
Okay.
Before I got married.
Take your current wife in that 7-year one. Were there things about the 7-year one you'd like to go back to with your current wife? Were there elements of the relationship?
Absolutely not. I'm fortunate that this 7-year one left me for a married guy who had 4 kids, whose wife came to my door and told me about this incident many years ago. I'm fortunate that happened because that all led up to my meeting my current wife,
okay,
which is my dream wife.
That's the political answer. Now let's get to the real world, Jimmy.
No, that's real. It sounds political, but that's real.
What I'm saying to you is there were some things of that 7-year relationship that were wonderful. I mean, there were elements of it.
I mean, now
you're colored by the way it ended. What I'm saying is, you're colored by the way it ended. What I'm saying is, for all of us, there are elements of previous relationships that were wonderful and not so wonderful.
Yeah, there's some wonderful things, but compared to what I have now, absolutely no comparison.
My point, though, is...
I wouldn't even compare it.
My point, though, is that Jimmy is like... the relationship between Jerry and Jimmy of the past. There may be a couple of things you'd like to go back to, but you can't. People are different. And the Cowboys have to realize they're different.
Well, see, I don't want to go back to that. I don't think Jerry does either. No. Probably Jimmy not himself.
Just when you thought it was over. I don't want to go back and do this whole thing you're talking about.
Got to his sports point,
right.
And Jimmy's still torpedoed.
I wouldn't even compare him to Norm.
And as sorry as that seems to do to Norm, it seems to be to do that to Norm. Norm shouldn't involve all these people. Just make your sports point.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing was going to be added by having Jimmy Christopher back you up on it.
Well, what about, would something be added if you brought groups in on the NASCAR decision or a discussion?
Okay, now, little background to this. I believe at this time, Grooves was an intern.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, and he was helping Norm out at his house when he was recovering from surgery.
Right, Norm's homebound, recovering from surgery. And so Norm has, 48 years of sports broadcasting experience?
Yeah. And Grooves had about 5 minutes.
He was 16 probably at the time.
Grooves, a 16-year-old intern at the time, and Norm, for some reason, found himself unable to make a broadcasted sports point without the assistance of Grooves. And listen how anemic the assistance was.
In fact, Grooves, am I not correct that Kenseth was not only not near the top in wins, he wasn't near the top in money or anything else from the year? And he still was the, quote, champion driver of the year.
Exactly. I mean,
it just, anyway, it left a strange taste in everyone's mouth.
Still one of the funniest moments on the station.
That little whimper.
He was so disgusted by the whole thing. He didn't know where to start.
He has this...
I mean...
All right, so I'm driving around
last
week.
Can you hear it again?
In fact, Groobs, am I not correct that Kenseth was not only not near the top in wins, he wasn't near the top in money or anything else from the year. And he still was the, quote, champion driver of the year.
Exactly. I mean...
It's just... Anyway, let this thing taste in everyone's mouth.
Well, I want to know what Groobs was going to continue on.
I think he's going to go into like a 5-minute
rant. So you think he had so much stuff he didn't know how to.
He just didn't know where to start.
Yeah, I wish Norm would have been like Gordon and just let him hang there and see what happened.
You
mean what?
All the stuff.
I mean, what you said.
All right, so I'm driving around last week, and Norm is talking baseball and talking about the Rangers and the surprising start that they're off to. And he brings in the entire crew, which is always dangerous. So you're going to hear a little bit of the past and present now. The present of Mike Bassick, who's very enthusiastic, ready to play along with anything Norm's got going. And the old guard defeat of Jer, who ventured this guess as to who may have a better record in Major League Baseball than the Rangers.
I hate to laugh at that, but the Rangers' formula for winning games is hit 6 home runs and see how many the other team got. That's often their formula. But the thing that get two things about this. I'm going to ask you a question. Sean, Jer, Mike, ears up here. Are you ready, all of you?
Sir.
Quiz. Name all the teams in the American League that have a better record than the Texas Rangers. We got to have some quick mentions here.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays is one.
Red Sox.
Red Sox is one.
I don't know. Lions.
Royals.
Royals is one. Lions. You can stop there.
Man, I almost screamed left in my car.
What?
Lions.
What? There's Lions.
A football team who was 0-16 last year was your guess.
I got confused. I thought they were a baseball team.
Lions. Even if they were a baseball team, they were winless last year.
I don't think Jer wants to work here anymore.
I'm sorry. I was just very confused there.
He's trying to do a radio show. Come on.
Perfectly placed. You know,
help him out.
Back and forth. Lions.
I apologize, Norm. I got confused. I apologize.
Whatever.
Let's hear one more time just for chuckles.
Rangers. I hate to laugh at that, but the Rangers' formula for winning games
Norm's
is
all
hit
happy
6
and
home
everything.
Runs and see how many the other team got. That's often their formula. But the thing that get two things about this. I'm going to ask you a question. Sean, Jer, Mike, ears up here. Are you ready, all of you?
Sir.
Quiz. Name all the teams in the American League that have a better record than the Texas Rangers. We got to have some quick mentions here.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays is one.
Red Sox.
Red Sox is one.
I don't know. Lions.
Royals.
Royals is one.
Lions.
You can stop there.
Jerry, you need to help Norm more.
Yes.
Quit torpedoing.
You knew that was a torpedo
a
you launched,
guy.
And that was all that was.
I'm like Gordon. I don't have a large amount of sports knowledge.
Poor Norm. If it's not his own crew, it's the callers trying to stop
someone's
down the
always
show.
Kicking him.
Yes.
It's 8:53 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And he's always the eager sports puppy trying to still play sports.
There's a list of top owners.